Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Can you think of the greatest moment of joy you've ever experienced playing or coaching sport? And then secondly, independently of sport, in everyday family life? Hold on to those thoughts and enjoy recalling such fulfillment. Now, imagine showing up for work on the night shift, chatting to your colleagues before settling down to your duties, and then terror. The sudden shock wasn't caused by a pack of wolves, but a messenger from God who filled the sky with the brightest floodlights imaginable. Luke says in verses 8 to 10, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." Angel means messenger. God sent a messenger to the shepherds, which gives us an insight into heaven itself. When a messenger comes from heaven to earth, there is an accompanying, glorious, wonderful light. Yet, this initial insight into his story is terrifying. To put our lives in context today, we need to get our eyes up and not just look at what is immediately obvious around us. There is a world beyond this one, a world to come for all of us, which is awesome and can create a sense of terror. Don't become so complacent and familiar with the things of God that you lose sight of this awesome world. When God speaks to you through his word this weekend, remember God's awesomeness and adopt a creaturely posture of awe and humility. Meanwhile, note how the experience of terror is followed by joy. The messenger from heaven recognizes the shepherd's fear and immediately comforts them in verse 10. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." I love the reason the heavenly messenger gives the shepherds to alleviate fear. They are going to experience good news and great joy. Note that God's message is neither bad news nor boring news. God is in the business of offering good news. Furthermore, the good news on offer transcends fear. Instead, it offers great joy. And this good news of great joy is for all people, not for some. We shall see later in this series that the shepherds are being told to go to the place where Jesus Christ is about to be born. And so this is outstanding news, providing terrific joy for all who will respond to the message about Jesus Christ. This message is for you if you feel a degree of awe in God's presence and turn and believe in Jesus. Joy, wonderful joy and fulfillment. Great, memorable and enjoyable sporting experiences are but a taster, an indicator of the profound joy of knowing the presence of Christ in your heart. So, if you have accepted the good news of Jesus Christ, enjoy him today as you approach your game. The world you live in today is his story. And when you experience the feeling of tremendous gratitude for what God has done, it is natural to pass on the awesome message of his story to your teammates so that they can access the same joy of knowing Jesus personally. Oh, why don't you pray for yourself now? Lord, thank you that knowing Jesus Christ brings great joy. Help me to experience the joy you provide today and to pass this good news on to those I'm playing alongside and against. Amen. And finally, why don't you pray for your friends and teammates? Pray that God will open a door for his message in your club or team today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.